The patch came on and something real good happened for Jaguars. And you guys will hear about it right here on Locked On Jaguars right now.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, y'all, I'm Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars. Thank you for joining us on another edition of Locked On Jaguars, where it's your team every day. And today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online is where the game starts. You guys start here with us every single Monday through Friday, at least. I was almost going to say every single day. And we thank you for doing that, making us your first listen, because it's your team every day. And we're free on all platforms. No matter where you get podcasts, we are free, including YouTube. So check out the YouTube page. Make sure you like and subscribe. We talk so much about the physicality of the game and how much that really means to football, right? And leading up last week, one of the things that I discussed a lot here on the Locked On Jaguars podcast is every team looks good in shorts. There's a reason for enthusiasm when training camp starts. That's because football is almost here, right? And the thing about it is most people just want toe to leather to come, and we all want to make sure that, you know, we're just geared up and ready to go, and all of the things we'll be enthusiastic about. They're right on the cusp, right? So the one thing we can get super excited about is that the new hope that we have for a team. When you see a team in shorts, you have to remind yourself that that's not real football. That's just a bunch of guys who've been athletes since they were 7 years old for the most part, and they're trying to get this thing right and come together. And so many times in the past, we've seen this with the Jaguars, where our enthusiasm is tied to what we see. Now, this year, fans aren't necessarily allowed in the camp because of the restrictions due to the fact that there's a new facility being built. So I have to be your eyes. I have to be your ears, and other people are doing a wonderful job too of reporting what they see. When you get so excited about reporting what you see because you haven't seen much for the last 6 months, you can get caught up thinking that that's the end all cure all. So what I did last week, I told y'all that to tell you this. What I talked about last week was, let's see what happens when the pads come on, because the pads are going to separate the men from the boys. And even a guy with an eye like myself, I won't be able to tell a lot because they're still practicing against each other, right? So you might have one side of the ball that's extremely successful, but as it turns out, they're practicing against a team that's going to give up the most yards in the league this year, so it doesn't matter. So there's still levels that we have to get to when we talk about going from guys in shorts to guys being physical and practicing amongst each other, preseason games, and then games that really, really count. You almost can discount sometimes that first game of the year. Now, I know it means something because they're keeping score and they're keeping records and it actually counts in the stands, but sometimes the way a team plays early in the season can also trick you and fool you. Case in point, a couple of years ago, I think it was 2020 or 2019, I think it was 2020, the Jaguars won their first game at home against the Colts. Went to Tennessee the next week and were tied 31-31 with 2 minutes to go with the ball. They proceeded to only win that one game that they won. They lost 15 in a row. So, and those were two playoff caliber type teams. I think that I believe the Titans went all the way to the championship game. So what you see early isn't going to matter. It's what happens over and over again. But here's what you can juxtapose, and this is what I'm getting to when I said it took me 5 minutes to get there, but when I said something good happened, the Jaguars' best players, if I'd have asked you to write down the guys that have to be the best players on this team based on resources that were used, whether it was free agency or high draft picks or a combination of both, you'd have told me it had to be Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, Trevon Walker, Brandon Sheriff. And by the way, his name is pronounced Sheriff, even though it's spelled Sheriff. It's Sheriff. I found that out. Tyson Campbell and hopefully Christian Kirk, right? I would say that of those five, once the pads came on, they passed the test. All of them did. And of those five, they were probably in the top eight amongst the players in camp that looked really good. But I'm going to focus mainly on the top three because your superstars have to be superstars. In 2017, the year the Jaguars were actually good and on everybody's radar and relevant and went to the AFC Championship game to play against the Patriots, the one thing that happened was the guys who you knew were their top, their who you knew their top guys were, they played. Jalen Ramsey. I know y'all don't want me to mention his name, but I did. Calais Campbell. Leonard Fournette. Telvin Smith. Miles Jack. The guys who had to be good for Jacksonville were stellar in that playoff run. So we had to get back to that, right? Boy, did we get back to that. First of all, Trevor Lawrence has looked very good the entire preseason. I've told you guys that over and over again. The other day when pads are coming on and guys have to navigate themselves through some real estate, he was able to still have really, really good ball placement and get some people open, mainly Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk has had very good camp. Zay Jones has had a very good camp. That defense, though, with the three of the guys that I mentioned, Trayvon Walker, who we're going to talk about a lot in segment two, Josh Allen, who we're also going to talk about a lot in segment two, and Tyson Campbell, who we're going to touch on in segment three, have been the three best defensive players on this field once the physicality started. I went out, checked it out on Sunday. Folks, Trayvon Walker is the real deal. I had a feeling that what was going to happen with him was as good as he looked in drills and as good as he's looked as an athlete, I had a feeling that once they put the pads on, even though he's a rookie, the physicality was going to show up. And boy, did it show up in a big way on Sunday. I'm going to tell you exactly how much it showed up, how big it was, and what it means for the future of this team if these guys are going to finally start hitting on these big name players and these big time players, because now it means the next group of guys, the good players, the guys that are, you know, your second wave of guys that have to be great sometimes, they're going to have less pressure on them. I'm going to give you all that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you guys about Dave. There's an app called Dave, D-A-V-E. Now, here's what it's for. It's for folks that are willing to admit that sometimes you run into a little bit of a cash flow problem, right? There might be a bill that's due. There might be a high utility bill that's been sitting on your shoulders and sweating you. There might be a daycare bill that's due. It might be unexpected car repairs and you need your car to get back and forth to work. Well, you can borrow money from your future you. And what I mean by that is go to download the app called Dave, D-A-V-E, from the App Store right now. If you're living paycheck to paycheck and you need just a little bit of wiggle room, man, Dave will give it to you. It's the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to help you with some of those expenses, unexpected or expected, to give you the breathing room that you need. And the best part about it is you're borrowing it from yourself. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to the Dave.com/legal. That's right, Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. And I am T-double-I-G-G, T-Wig, as I am affectionately known by a lot of people. And you're listening to the Locked On Jaguars podcast, and we're talking about what happened when the pads came on. Did the physicality match the resources and the contracts and the investment that was used to get so many guys on this roster? It did. I'm going to start with Trayvon Walker, because we've seen Trevor Lawrence in action. We've seen Josh Allen in action. Trayvon Walker is a super freak. When it started yesterday, if there's one guy I can tell you, People keep asking me for all of these comps. All I can tell you is this. You look out there and you see a little J.J. Watt. You look out there and you see a little bit of T.J. Watt, a little bit of Chandler Jones. Just an unbelievable physical specimen of an athlete that did what he wanted to yesterday. He did a pull push yesterday on, I don't even know. And look, it wasn't just the backups. It was all of the defensive line. Everybody caught it. Anybody who got over there, I think the only guy that had a decent rep against him was Will Richardson, and then he paid him back for that. But when you're talking about hand usage, you're talking about arm length, power, speed, physicality with hands. He almost knocked somebody in the next week with a slap. Because I'm going to tell you how important that slap is. Tony Boselli told me, the Tony Boselli is going to the Hall of Fame this week for the Jaguars, that is being honored. He told me that John Randall had the hardest initial punch of anybody he ever played. And just talking to him and other people that played the position, I was trying to figure out what's the significance of that punch. Well, that's the first thing you feel when they come off that line, and the thing that you know you're going to feel all day. Well, Trayvon hit. It was one of those tight ends. It looked like he was going to knock the dude in the next week. Matching everything we've heard about him with all of the hard work, all of the staying after practice, being a sponge, answering questions, trying to get better, watching tape. Those are the things that you want to hear about from a first-round pick. But then when the physicality part starts, you think there's going to be this learning curve, right? I really believe it was the opposite with this kid. I believe with Trevon Walker, what it was the physical part was easy. The stuff he had to do was just learn one responsibility and learn and get used to the way the game is played. He is an example of when you come in from college, a guy who doesn't have to get used to the speed of the game. Now, he mentioned the speed of the game and how fast things go. I believe that's like going from one play to another, as well as seeing how quickly the quarterback processes and gets the ball out. I don't think it's the speed of the game with him was an issue when it comes from the point of his individual speed and how fast he was going to be able to play. Because let me tell you something. He fires off the ball. He comes off quick. He wins those one-on-one drills. When they line up in 11-on-11, he wins those drills. He does it in different ways. He set the edge. He's done it with power. He's used his hands. He's done a push-pull and just basically moved guys around like they were a piece of furniture. He's batted balls down, prompting the former NFL coach Dave Campo to say he wouldn't be surprised that 3 or 4 games into the year that he has 7 or 8 batted balls. Long arms. Twist goes up the middle, makes it easy for the people around him. Just a fabulous, fabulous looking talent. And one look at him working out, you understand why. And I'm talking about with pads, you understand why he was picked number one. You do. And anybody that questions that to this point, go watch him practice. And you'll see. And the reason why this is so refreshing, or should be so refreshing for Jaguars fans in particular, is because the guys that they picked at the top haven't always played that way. You haven't always been able to say that you hit a home run on day one. You haven't always been able to say that the person that you just chose to be, the person that you just chose to be the number one pick in the face of the franchise on defense, actually is that the day he walks in here. That is what's happening. It's real, y'all. That kid can play. That kid can play. Someone asked me the other day, where's all the Aiden Hutchinson hype? I'm not going to talk about Aiden Hutchinson anymore because, one, he doesn't play for Jacksonville, and I do the Locked On Jaguars podcast. But the other reason is we haven't seen both of them do anything what they're going to do. I have heard more people on the national level talking about Trevon Walker than I have any other rookie. And that's because I think we've been sounding the alarm, and there have been national visitors here at camp, and they've seen it for themselves. Combine that with Josh Allen, who is freaky in his own way. There is a difference between the two, by the way. It's slight, but there is a difference. Trevon's a little longer, and even though Josh is explosive, Josh is a guy who looks like he was born in a lab, right? Trevon looks like he was born in the sky. That's the only difference between the two. but they work so well together. Josh has been sort of the teacher, walking them through everything. They're inseparable. We talked about that on a podcast last week. Josh Allen has also been unblockable. Just in case you guys want to know, they're flipping sides. Most of the time, Josh is lined up over the left tackle, but they do flip and switch sides depending on where the tight end is. I did notice that whenever Trevon Walker is over the left tackle, he doesn't really rush from that side. He's more of an edge setter. And where that's going to come in handy is this. Those little reverses teams try to run, or the little misdirection, or those little screen passes where there's a little bit of a delay, or the RPOs where the quarterback kind of looks one way and then kind of scrambles the next and tries to hit that little wide banana thing. That stuff's going to get blown up with him because he is very disciplined, and when he's not supposed to rush, he doesn't. I did see him in coverage a couple of times. He did get beat. Trevon did get beat, but they didn't complete the pass with Snoop Connor running a little bit of a wheel route. But he was right there running with him. But if it was a better pass, Snoop Connor would have got the completion. So you better best that you get those things out of the way right now during camp. But Josh Allen has been great as well. When he's lined up over the right side, I saw him go right around Cam Robinson in 7-on-7. They've been very, very competitive. And they really, really, really give a lot of length and speed and power on the outside. I know we want to hold our breath a little bit. We want to just say, wait a minute, slow down. I don't think you guys have to do that. You don't have to slow down one bit, man, because at least for those top line players, and remember at the draft, one of the things that we talked about was that Trevon Walker sort of gave the Jaguars one of those guys that, okay, name the first five players out of the tunnel. And you needed a guy like that. And now they actually do have a guy like that. So far, those three guys have turned out, those three, meaning the two edge rushers and the quarterback, are as good as advertised. Then we just have to pick two more guys. So when we say, name your first five, the guys that get off the airplane or out of the tunnel, I'll probably throw Tyson Campbell in there. That's probably the five guys, and Travis Etienne isn't far behind. So the fact that I'm sitting here and I'm wallowing and going back and forth about who those guys would be for this team is a good thing, because that's what we have been needing around here for so long. We talk so much about the foundation of the Jaguars changing every 2 years or so, and that means the house that they're trying to build has never been elevated. Well, the foundation looks real solid right now. I'll tell you why it looks so solid. It has a lot to do with that quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, and how he's looked in camp and how he's carrying himself, and we'll discuss that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about betonline.net, it is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information. From live in-game betting, scores, podcasts, they have you covered. Head to BetOnline today and use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. And we'll see what those odds are on that Hall of Fame game between Jacksonville and the Raiders that's coming up this weekend. Because BetOnline is where the game starts. You got to start here with me making this your first listen on Locked On Jaguars. You can make your second listen, the Locked On NFL podcast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcast. It's a national show that I am privileged to be a part of on a Wednesday with James Rapine, but lots of guys from around the Locked On Podcast Network, they bring it to you heavy, man. Every single day, there's a different crew Monday through Friday. So make sure you like and subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast wherever you get your podcast. And it is also free on all platforms. We talked a lot about foundation. The first things with foundation is the coach and the quarterback. You have to have the right coach. You have to have the right quarterback. If you have the right quarterback, you can go get the right coach. Having the right coach doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have the right quarterback. So the quarterback is the most important part. And Trevor Lawrence is a good foundational piece to have, not only off the field, but on the field. Trevor Lawrence has started training camp sizzling, looking like some version of Aaron Rodgers or Dan Fouts or Dan Marino, all of those things. At times you look out there and you go, this is what that kind of stuff looks like, because he has been lights out. He has been outstanding in camp. Doug Peterson gives you a lot of confidence too when you hear him talk. And you can tell when he talks about how Trevor improves every day, when you talk about how he's getting better. He's not sitting here being a fanboy of a coach like we've seen in the past or this past year, saying that someone is the best of the best and somebody's living off of what guys have done before. The difference is, even when it comes to Trevor Lawrence, you hear Doug Peterson talking about improvement, being better, and all of those things. And to me, that's a breath of fresh air, because I didn't want a fanboy as a coach. I wanted a coach that's going to take this dude and push him and push him and push him so that you can extract the absolute best out of Trevor Lawrence. And it seems like that's what Doug Peterson's doing. He always makes it sound like Trevor hasn't arrived, like there's more that he can do, and that he can improve a little bit more. And so far in camp, it looks like they've worked. So this foundation that we've always talked about, meaning your best players have to be your best players, so far, so good, it looks like the real deal. If you were to drop anyone, just Joe Football Fan in, you take the numbers off of their jersey, he knows nothing about anybody out at Jaguars camp, and you let him watch practice for a whole day or maybe two, and then you flat out tell him, pick the three best players out there. You know who he's going to pick? Trevor, Trayvon, Josh. That is what you want to happen. Many times in the past, guys have had responsibilities and guys have had a level of expectation where they were not the best players on the team. Blake Bortles was expected to perform a certain way, was paid like he was going to perform a certain way, but did not have the ability to be that. That's the change that I'm talking about that had to happen, that is now happening for the Jacksonville Jaguars as an organization. We talked a lot about in the past about the connection between coach and quarterback. And when you look around the league, you saw the teams that more likely were winning were guys that had one of the best coaches in the league and one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and they had them as a tandem. Jacksonville looks like they're headed in that direction with a Super Bowl winning coach in Doug Peterson and a quarterback that looks like he has all of the tools. I think I saw a graphic somewhere that there's a combined 23 Super Bowl rings on the staff in Jacksonville. I got to verify that, but if that's the truth, then they also have guys in the building that know and understand. We know Doug Peterson won one. We also know that Mike Caldwell won 2 years ago. So we have guys in the building that understand and know. We have coaches that know what it takes to be great, what it takes to get to that next level. And now it seems like there's a chance that we have players that are going to be longtime players here in Jacksonville that will give us the foundation that they need. That they're not going to keep changing the foundation over and over. And I know I go back to 16 and 17 a lot, but when you think about it, Calais Campbell, Jalen Ramsey, and Leonard Fournette were the three best players on those teams. They're gone. They were gone 2 years later. And Jacksonville was starting all over again. It's not going to happen now. This is the significance for you as a fan. That's all you've ever asked for. A consistent, good players, the top players to be really good, to be amongst the best in the league, and I think they're heading in that direction. Good players that are going to be committed and be here for a long time. Now you can start building behind that. You can start building upon that and give us the elevation, and finally the house is going to come up. And I said, you know, I've said it over and over again, Jaguar fans, everybody wants to win, right? But what would the Jag fans settle for? They'd settle for knowing that the worst is over, that they're on their way, and that the effort that they put in every single Sunday and every single weekend is going to be rewarded. Well, rest assured, one of those steps was, obviously, you had to have those dudes. Yesterday in pads was the first step in saying whether or not they might have those guys. And I really do firmly believe. Now, still a lot of work to do, a lot to improve on, a lot to prove before we anoint them as the next thing, the next coming. But at least with those three people, when the pads came on, they elevated. You want your stars to be stars. Now, the next step is don't you know, go out in the preseason and let something happen that shouldn't happen. And then when the games start to count, those stars need to be stars. Last year, they were asking for Trevor to be everything and do everything. Now he has guys, I believe, that can go with him. Those receivers look good, too, sometimes. And then sometimes you had some drops. This might be one of those committee deals where they got four or five guys out there running routes and catching balls. Pittsburgh did it a couple of years ago. There have been a few teams that have operated that way where they, you know, may not have had one alpha receiver, but they have enough guys who are really, really good players that understand what needs to happen. As long as these guys can get in and out of their routes and run and keep the sticks moving, we'll be fine. We're going to talk about big plays on the next podcast. Who's going to make the biggest plays for the Jaguars? Because every single team needs big plays, chunk plays, plays to change the game. We've talked about best players. Now, name guys who can give you the big plays and chunk plays. I'll give you a hint. It's going to be a bunch of fast people I want to talk about. So we'll discuss that on our next show of Locked On Jaguars. But until then, you guys do what I always say. Make sure that you take care of each other and tune right back in here. We'll give you some more updates from training camp as well on our next show of Locked On Jaguars. Take care.